How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean McDermott said, you guys learned a lot of lessons week 4. What lessons could you take away from that game against the Ravens?
I felt like we came out a little bit more timid than we have in the past, just trying to really figure out what they're trying to do. Just a lot of prep this time, you know, watching film. I feel like we got a good grasp of, you know, what they're trying to do and different personnel groups and stuff like that. So that was the area that we needed to, you know, get better in. And then tackling and then freaking making plays, just getting off the field. You know, that first run right out the gate when we got on defense kind of hurt us a little bit, but it didn't – I don't feel like it defined the whole game, but we just didn't recover from that. So just really just starting fast and just playing our brand of football. Just go out there, play physical. We know it's going to be a physical game, you know, especially this, you know, divisional round and stuff like that. So I think we should be prepared for it, though.
Take me into what it's like for a guy your size to try and tackle Derrick Henry.
Bringing everything I got. All buck 90 of me. Bringing everything I got. But, yeah, just trying to pick a target, you know, on his body. Kind of like I'm not hitting him up top. You know I can't win that battle. So taking my shot lower, trajectory. Like I said, just taking my shot. Just going out there, no fear. If I make the tackle, I make the tackle. If I don't, I know I got 10 other guys on the field that's, you know, hunting him as well. So just having that confidence to just go out there and just lay your body out, try to make a play.
That said, is how important is just your fundamentals of tackling, considering you got him and then Lamar, who's so much of a different player, but yeah. You still, tackling's got to be still tackling.
100%. It's a little bit different. You know, Lamar's more shifty. You try to get Derek before he gets moving. He's going straight down the line, straight line speed. He's a very hard guy to tackle. But if you're able to stop his feet, I'm not saying he can't move well, but it makes the tackle a little bit easier.
And then Lamar can be more.
Lamar, yeah, 100%. He's just the all-around player, you know, two-time MVP. He's just a great athlete. So you just got to – technique has to be on point, just having that near-hip mentality, and then the 10 of your, you know, your teammates just got to be flying to the ball as well. So it's better than a one-on-one tackle. We're just trying to get population to the football, and that's going to be key.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.